This Premier League preview is taken from The Punt. Listen to the whole podcast at audioboom.com.
Napoli fourth in Serie A, three straight wins for them. Suddenly started beating teams quite comprehensively as well. 3-0, 4-1 and 3-0, the last three results. And 4-1 was against Wolfsburg, who were flying, really, second in the Bundesliga. The surprise package in that league. And barring the first leg of this game, they'd only had one defeat since November. But it all kind of fell apart, didn't it?
They were badly exposed, I thought. Dieter Hecking, their manager, came out afterwards and mentioned how they were exceptional, Napoli. This quote, which I loved, he says, "They were defensively compact and offensively ice cold today," which summed it up perfectly because they managed to combat Wolfsburg's main strength, which is their attacking quality. You look at what Wolfsburg have done this season in the Bundesliga. They scored 62 goals in 28 Bundesliga matches, only behind Bayern Munich, who have got 74. They've got 22 in 11 Europa League matches, which is pretty decent as well. But they were completely exposed, and it was the quality of the two strikers, Napoli's two main protagonists, Gonzalo Higuain and Marek Hamšík, that really punished them. And it was ice cold finishing because they had a couple of chances, scored both. And Higuain's now on seven goals in the Europa League this season. Hamsik's got four as well. They're both Champions League quality footballers, aren't they, those two? So in the Europa League, when it's just that step lower, they can really make a big impact. You look at all the prices in this particular match, Mark, and you see them, and everyone, well, the compilers clearly expecting goals in this game. You look at the over 2.5 goals is very, very short. I think it was 8-15, the over 2.5 goals, and 11-8, the under 2.5 goals. Both teams to score is short. 8-15, yes, both teams to score. So clearly a lot's been read into that first leg, and Wolfsburg's attacking prowess in the Bundesliga and the Europa League this season, and the compilers expect goals in the game. I'm completely opposite. I expect this to be low scoring because you've got a manager in Rafael Benitez who knows how to perform in Europe and knows the job that needs to be done. He's won the Europa League a couple of times, won the Champions League as well. And he will set up defensively in this game despite Napoli's best weapons maybe coming in the final third. And he knows that if they get beat 1-0, that's fine. If they draw 0-0, that's fine. I like under 1.5 goals in this game at 100-30 because Benitez is so shrewd tactically.
You say if they get beat 1-0, that's fine. They could get beat 3-0 and still go through.
They could, precisely. So they're going to be going through to the next stage of the Europa League. I just think Wolfsburg's side's a little bit young, and that youth was exposed in the worst possible way in that first leg. But I'll take the compilers on here. They expect a lot of goals in the game, obviously, because you look at those prices on over 2.5 and both teams to score, etc., etc. They're very, very short. I'll go under 1.5 goals here. At 100-30 is my best bet.
Okay. Do you lean anywhere in terms of a result?
Yeah, I'd share Napoli.
So I was just thinking along the lines of Napoli winning under 2.5 at 9-2.
That's not a bad bet. That's not a bad bet. I'd definitely share Napoli in the game because Wolfsburg, I think, will go there knowing they can't win, and that's demoralising. And the way Dieter Hecking spoke about that performance after the first leg, it didn't instil me with any confidence. So I doubt it's instilled the players with much confidence either.
Yeah, it's kind of giving Napoli too much respect, isn't it? And just basically saying, oh, they're better than us.
Yeah, he's a slightly younger manager than Benitez, but has nowhere near the experience, and they allowed Napoli so much space in that first leg that it cost them dearly. And as I mentioned early on in the podcast, I'm not convinced by the German league at the moment at all. You look through that league and a couple of teams have been badly exposed recently. Bayern Munich were exposed in that first leg against Porto. Whether or not they can overturn the deficit remains to be seen. And Wolfsburg have been exposed a few times in the Europa League this season now.
Yeah,
which is a big negative if you're looking at the. I mean, at least they've got teams in the Champions League and the Europa League, but it's a big negative in terms of the German leagues.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.